I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Coming up, controversial PS5 game Stellar Blade, completely uncensored. Now, let's get into it. Grindr is being sued by hundreds of users alleging they had their private information, including their HIV status, shared with third parties without their consent for commercial purposes. Law firm Austin Hayes, which said the lawsuit is being filed at the High Court, said thousands of users of the gay dating app in the UK may have been affected. Grindr said in a statement provided to the Guardian newspaper that it planned to respond vigorously to this claim, which appears to be based on a mischaracterisation of practices from more than 4 years ago. Grindr has never shared user-reported health information for commercial purposes and has never monetized such information. Austin Hayes said around 670 people had signed up to the lawsuit over breaches said to have taken place between 2018 and 2020, with potentially thousands more joining the case. In other dating app news, Tinder is adding a new safety feature so online daters can let friends and family know where they are. Share My Date allows users to share the location, time, and photo of their match. According to the company, more than half of under 30s already tell their friends where they'll be and when, and one in five tell their mum. Share My Date streamlines this basic info sharing. The feature will roll out across the UK, US, Australia, and more in the coming months. Now, it's been confirmed that the upcoming controversial PS5 game, Stellar Blade, will be completely uncensored. The game has sparked debates over its hypersexualisation of women, but the developers appear to have no plans to tone down the game's salacious content. Korean gaming studio Shift Up announced that Stellar Blade will be completely uncensored in all countries, including Japan, ahead of the game's launch this Friday, the 26th of April. The game has been rated 18 and over in the UK and elsewhere due to its violent combat, including grisly scenes that show characters being dismembered by clawed aliens, and females in revealing costumes. The latter has received the most attention online as the gaming industry continues to grapple with sexism. Russia has designated Meta an extremist organisation, and according to reports, the company's spokesperson has been sentenced to 6 years in prison, despite not actually being present at the trial. A military court in Moscow on Monday passed the verdict on Meta platform spokesperson Andy Stone for publicly defending terrorism. Meta's Facebook and Instagram social media platforms have been banned in the country since 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine. However, US-based Mr. Stone is unlikely to face legal repercussions in Russia as long as he refrains from visiting Moscow anytime soon. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has also been prohibited from entering Russia since April 2022. For the first time in at least a billion years, two life forms have merged into a single organism. The process called primary endosymbiosis has only happened twice in the history of Earth, with the first time giving rise to all complex life as we know it through mitochondria, while the second time it happened saw the emergence of plants. Now, an international team of scientists have observed the evolutionary event happening between a species of algae commonly found in the ocean and a bacterium. The researchers from the US and Japan who made the discovery said it will offer new insights into the process of evolution, while also holding the potential to fundamentally change agriculture. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, illegal luxury handbags made of protected reptiles, and is handwriting becoming extinct? To stay up to date with all the latest tech and science news, just hit follow during the break.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. A charity is warning that sexual predators are grooming children under six into performing disturbing acts of sexual abuse via phones or webcams. The Internet Watch Foundation said it had discovered more than 2,000 remotely filmed child abuse images of 3 to 6-year-olds online in 2023. Responding to the report, Security Minister Tom Tugendhat has urged tech firms to do more to prevent abuse. A Colombian luxury handbag designer, who pleaded guilty to smuggling purses made of skins of protected reptiles, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. Nancy Gonzalez, who has made handbags carried by stars such as Britney Spears and cast members of Sex and the City, was sentenced on Monday in a Miami federal court. Gonzalez broke an international treaty by illegally importing bags made from caimans and pythons. Both Colombia and the US are signatories to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, which protects such species. And finally, when was the last time you sat down and actually handwrote something? I bet it's been a while, right? Well, there are growing concerns that handwriting could eventually become a thing of the past. But several US states are trying to prevent the skill from going extinct as classrooms increasingly swap pen and paper for tablets and computers. The US government removed handwriting from the core curriculum in 2010 due to claims it was time-consuming and would not be useful in the age of technology. However, new legislative bills have been passed in states like California and New York requiring students aged 6 to 12 years old to learn cursive writing. But some other states are reluctant to revert back. A recent study by researchers at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology found that handwriting is linked to increased cognitive brain function, motor skills, and memory. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Standard podcast for all the latest news and analysis. Tech and Science Daily will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.